an appropriate definition of mankind. Certain people came and described mankind as only a consumer creature and a pleasure-seeking creature. And they forgot about the divine and high aspects and features of mankind, which include love, affection, sacrifice, and bravery, love for other people, self-sacrifice, prudence, and dignity for mankind. They left all these aside. They circled them out. Whereas all these are needed for perfection of mankind and real life for mankind. If you take these away from mankind, it will be impossible to see lasting peace in the world. In case all people and all world nations and governments solely pursue maximum profit, interferences will happen, wars and fighting will happen. We need to set up new orders based on the right definition of mankind. Without the heaven, mankind is even below the level of animals. Human being, mankind, segregated from the heaven, has no difference whatsoever with other creatures. On the basis of the right definition of mankind, we need to set up new world orders. The goal behind the creation of mankind is not maximal consumerism. Consumption is necessary, but that's not a goal. The goal of mankind is moving toward human values and the blossoming of humane values in himself. Mankind means affection, it means love, it means love for others, it means trying to bring welfare for others. Let me cite a brief example, and then I'll finish my speech so that you are given most of the time for you to ask your questions. You can see that if a mother's love is taken away from a mother, if mother's love is taken away, we should define a woman without the motherly feature for her, without love for children. Now the question is, in this situation, will you see any sign of humanity left? If mother's love does not penetrate into the soul of the kids, will the children later on in society love others, other members of society, when he grows up? If we have a society in which individuals do not care about one another and do not love one another, will that society, will you be able to live in such society? Will that society last? Never. Today we need to build a new world. The UN Security Council, the United Nations, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, economic ties, political relations, and all the plans, development plans, must all be based on the right definition of mankind. This is the bright path of tomorrow, the path that all world nations, all thinkers, they need to join forces, join hands, and follow that path so that we will have a world devoid of aggression, threats, and occupation can be set up. Let's hope for that day to come. I would like to thank you all for your patience and also for the time that you had to wait here for us to start this. We were attending the meeting and we had some delay. I'm now at your service to answer your questions. Mr. Hosseinpour, please.
The Richmond deal can only be reached with a minimal trust. What does this mean? There have been many mixed messages over the weekend. The third party in Richmond deal can only be reached with a minimal trust. What does that mean? Because there have been many mixed reports over the weekend. Has Iran rejected the proposal, or will we see an agreement reached before the end of the year? Thank you very much.
Well, you all are aware of the Iran's nuclear program. The nuclear issue of Iran was not a legal issue, because based on the regulations of the IAEA, the use of enrichment is the lawful right of Iran. It has been Iran's right. It was not a technical issue either. That's because Iranian scientists, with their expertise, they embarked on enrichment and they possessed that knowledge. The issue is one of a political nature that front, which comprised a number of countries that are interested to rule the whole world, they consider themselves as first-class countries and they regard other world countries as second-rate and second-class. They basically have problems and oppose the progress of world nations. That is why